Captain Sawator, he made up Robin. Fue para los dos, juego de amor, juego de amor.
There you go, Jose Cash for you. Ring of Fuego. There we go, Johnny Cash in Spanish. Before that, we heard Walla Voodoo, Call of the West, Zombor here. I'm going to do one more song in this little set. This is like the British version of kind of like that beat down, noisy, new wave stuff. Very nice for a gray day. Dumbwaiters, Psychedelic Furs. There you go with that. Yeah, there you go with that right there. That was Psychedelic Furs with Dumbwaiters. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And let's shift gears. You know, we did a lot of like darker beat stuff. Now let's kind of cheer things up a bit. You know, it's a bit gloomy up there. We did some gloomy music. Now let's perk things up a bit. Shonen Knife. before they got to be like really more hard-edged, they were really cute and fun. And this is one of their older songs, One Day at the Factory, Showing the Knife, Zombo in Your Brain, 1 hour down, man. And then don't forget, you forgot.
Burning so my, oh my, I till I die, I love you. our love is broken up. And when I see those eyes, I don't lie. I sit here shaking like a jelly in the making, my oh my. For your love I've been yearning, my oh my. Will you ever be returning, my oh my? In my heart you left it burning, so my oh my. I till I die, I love you.
You may remember, not so long ago, a young lady first started out in recording by recording something with Mike Sion. She didn't say much, but recently she said a lot because she shot the stardom with her first disc in the charts, certainly in the top 10. Let's greet her now, a very dynamic, exciting performer, Miss Billie Davis.
My baby whispers in my ear. Keep them to myself, sweet loving. Look, a sweet loving.
Yummy! That was a beat chick from Hungary, Iva Nagy, with Is Az Ulto Rendovic. And yeah, that was a nice little, I don't know if that was 60s or 70s or 80s or now. I don't know. It has a real nice, what a nice voice. Pretty, very pretty. And then Billy Davis from England before that with Sweet Nothings. Then Joy and Dave. Another one of these Joe Meek things. He just had a really way of just getting sound and making it just sound very jumbled but melodic. He always did something really nice with that. All right, shifting gears again. You know, I just don't like the idea of having a one-dimensional radio show. It's got to be all seven dimensions. It's got to be all seven dimensions or I'm not going to bother. From the new Messerchups album, Mad Monster Party. In your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, somewhere right here. And you stay right there. Damn you.
The fool and brains are that monster in you. A strange tune seems to be playing for you. Could you be someone's invention? So unreal as you. The monster party tonight. Mad, mad, mad monster party. Did you sell your soul to Mephistopheles? Tell me, baby, tell me, tell me, please. If you made a date with the devil, not me. If you know my fate, find a devil with me. Cold night brings out the creature in you. A strange light seems to be falling on you. I know it's not your intention to frighten me so tonight. Won't you tell me, baby, what happened at the monster party? Last night,
seems like Halloween weather, doesn't it? Here is your soundtrack for this fabulous gloomy day. The up sound of the Bamboras from their album Head Shrinking Fun, put out a while ago on Rob Zombie's label. The Bamboras, that was War of the Satellites. Oh, that brings back such wonderful memories of DJing. Not all the DJ gigs are so I have a wide plethora of DJ stuff, you know. And one of my favorite things was the 14 years at Cedar Point. I was on the mid. This is good. They let me do whatever I wanted there. This was awesome. So I was on the midway. I was the midway DJ. And so there's all these people, and then it would be for the Halloween weekends. So it'd be a late September, all the way up until the end of October. So like six, seven, 8 weeks of Halloween. And I would actually be on the balcony, and especially if it was rainy. It was rainy and gloomy, and people are in costumes, and they're getting wet, and they're riding rides. And it's just that whole atmosphere, and it's the park is all decorated out to a super high-end Halloween. I'm in my Zombo gear, and I got the Zombotron there, and I am playing Bamboras. I'm playing Cramps. I'm playing old Ventures from Ventures in Space and the Fathoms and whatever I wanted to play. Nobody knew what I was playing but me. I was just there to set the atmosphere for Halloween weekends. And that was just, that was really good. Like everything else just has its time. And, you know, whew, 14 years is a long stretch. I was the last, this is interesting, because when the park was getting sold and all this other stuff, they actually were making it more, I guess, teen friendly. They were getting rid of all the classic monster stuff. And they were doing more like, you know, more hip hop and you know young kid friendly things, like, you know, I don't know young kid friendly, but I just mean, you know, more electronic music, and they were getting away, and I was the last, this is crazy, I was the last contracted person ever to be at Cedar Point. Everybody had to be an employee, so, because they could boss you around. And that's one thing I love about some of my gigs. You know, you just don't be a jagoff. You hang out, you don't make any enemies, and, you know, some nice things will happen. And like I'm saying, they kept me there until they, I think they sold the, like, I don't know if they sold the Universal or not. I don't know. But it's one of these things where they wanted to rebrand their Halloween weekends and make it more hip and less classic monster. And with that, adios, Zombo. Let's see what I got here. 80 million adults. Pre-diabetes, letting you know that. There you go. What else do you need to know? Next time you arrange a messy closet, the foundation for credit counseling. Why don't you put your financial house in order? So on this rainy day, if you don't have pre-diabetes, it's a good day to clean out your financial closet and your financial house. So there, you got a nice, clean financial house. Good on you. Good on you. So let's do one more. I'll do a little more, because today just, I was wondering, why is this feeling today? Why do I enjoy some of these rainy, gray, colder days? You know, why? You know, most people complain and about all the gloom, and, you know, I'm just, I guess, just like an optimist, I guess. And it's just kind of like, oh yeah, this reminds me of DJing all that time at Cedar Point. And that was fun. And once again, I got to play all kinds of great spooky surf and psychobilly and rockabilly stuff. And nobody, that's the thing. The minute you start micromanaging Z, that's the day I scramola. That's the thing. My two rules in life, I don't want to be a boss, and I don't want to have a boss. So I'm working for somebody, it's usually like some kind of contracted thing, where I'm just like, you know, boom. I'm gone. It's not really. You want to yell at me? Fine. If I want to get yelled at, I'll get a real job. So that's the thing. I don't like getting yelled at. I don't think anybody should get yelled at for work. You know, they're lucky. They're lucky you people are out there doing stuff. You know, I mean, if you really realize how pointless life is, you would not be wasting your time working. Work to survive, really? You go way back in the time. And, you know, it's all about survival. You know, You get up in the morning, and if you didn't break your ankle or get some kind of disease or a rock fall on you or some wild animal didn't eat you, it was a good day. You had to go out, forage around, see what you could stay out of trouble, and then also be at the same way, be a survivalist to try and figure out how to get through life another day. Now, we are standing on generations and generations and generations of their torment, of their stress, all their junk. And how do they replace it? They replace it all with sitting everybody down in cubicles or working from home and saying, "Now get to work. This is the new survival. This is the new survival. This is how you survive now. You won't get eaten by a pack of like rabid chimpanzees, but you know what? You got to get those papers filed and you got to deliver those books and you got to get them papers. And don't forget to add that one column up like you forgot last time. You do that one more time and you're going to get written up in your performance review." I'll tell you. And then life's over before you know it. Then you just threw all of this time away for some chump job just so you could, like, go buy some Funyuns. That's the beauty of life. That's the beauty of life, my friends. Here's something new from the Bratopus 4 from Italy. Ghost Hop, where am I at? Directly in your brain, shaking you up. We'll be right back. Yeah, some garagey wonderfulness by the Hexers. Bones by My Bed. Before that, we heard Ghost Hop by Brother Pasfour. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. And now let's bring in another musical food group. That's right. We had like the Sinister Halloween food group. We had the Beatdown New Wave musical food group. We had some surfy stuff. Now let's do some nice stuff. By the way, I think, I don't know if it's this week or next week, they're making this big deal about the MC5 coming. Most overrated band I've ever seen or heard. One good song, Kick Out the Jams. And you can't even play it because it cusses on it. And this is hilarious. So where I was listening to I have a habit of listening with my wife to the Billy Idol show. And he actually says, oh, yeah, the MC5 were fantastic. He says fantastic a lot. And they would all jump around on stage, but they weren't like, I swear, this is what he said. They weren't like any other band. They all jumped around, not just the lead singer. They all jumped. So basically, MC5 was the first band to all jump around on stage. There you go. Congratulations, MC5. Here is a new band that is interesting. The New Candies and their tune Blue Magic Hat. Zombo in your brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Oh, just easing this down, taking it down another gear. That's Junior with the accident. That's some new thing from France. Then the Pussy Warmers, the Young Man Living. Set started off with the New Candies doing Magic Blue Hat. Now let's smooth things out a bit. Kicking back. It's wonderful. It's just kind of like you're just experiencing all of the different textures and flavors of music today. That's right. Multidimensional show today. Ah, and how do we start this next smooth set out? Oh, Mark Sandman. Patience.
Now that I know Must have been a Sunday, I could hear the choir sing. Down in the graveyard, they're listening to the underground. They're the only ones that ever learned to calm down. Patience, everything will be alright. Have patience, it's really such a beautiful life. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright.
XO Charlie, take three.
Sure.
is so nice. Then that's a little something for JP3 there. That's right, something for JP3. He wanted some Messer Chups. He's got some Messer Chups from the brand new record, Visiting Skeletons in the Closet. That's Batman Taboo. So they've actually, this is just a brilliant arrangement. They took the Batman theme and the Les Baxter tune, Taboo, and they put them together and killed two bats with one stone. We heard the Bombay Beach Boys. Oh, wow. Doing a raga version of Pipeline and a very lush version of Baja. Aha. By Jack Nietzsche. The Beach Boys in my room in German. Set began with, wow, we had a lot of that. Mark Sandman from Morphine. Have Patience. And we had Sweet George doing Starman. Man, that's a pretty good show. This is quite entertaining. What could happen next, though? Because this guy's all over the board today. He is like, he's basically getting a well-rounded radio show. He's all over the place. And that is a very good thing. Now, before we get into like, okay, this now, next we're going to visit the Guts of Zombo. The Guts of Zombo is coming up right after this. I want to play this tune by Phil Manzanera and Robert Wyatt. Frontera, then we're gonna see the Guts of Zombo.
We'll be right back.
one of my favorite singers of all time, Robert Wyatt, teaming up with Roxy Music's Phil Manzanera for Frontera. And looks like Roxy Music's going to be touring, obviously, sans Eno. But, you know, it's still a lot of Roxy Music there. So that should be fun. I doubt if they're going to come anywhere nearby. And tickets will probably be about $18,000. Okay, let's dig into the guts of Zombo. When I first started doing radio so long ago, there's been certain songs and a certain feeling I get in my guts where I hear something and it's just so gritty and so fun and so wonderful and so buried, and it's older stuff. So the guts are like this old guts, really old guts, and it's this fun stuff. What could be in the guts of Zombo besides turds? But this is a gem. These are gems, not turds. Ugly Face by the Pearls.